helping realtors on Vancouver Island stay connected, current, and on the cutting edge. This is the Vancouver Island Real Estate Show. Here's your host, Braden Wheatcroft.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is the Vancouver Island Real Estate Show. I'm your host, Braden Wheatcroft, and I'm very excited to bring an awesome guest and bring an awesome conversation to the table. But first off, let's just take a quick pause, take a breath, and think about what day it is. It's June 20th today, which means if you're a Vancouver Island realtor, congratulations, you've survived June 15th. Holy smokes. A lot of crazy stuff going on in our industry right now. All the new disclosure rules coming into play that are being implemented now by the professionals up and down Vancouver Island. I know there's a lot of conversations going on in our brokerage about best practices and how to incorporate these rules into our workflow. And it would make a lot of sense for us to talk about that on the show today. But, you know, I don't really like doing things that make sense. So we're actually going to do a bit of a left turn. We're going to talk about some fun stuff. We're going to talk about the summer. We're going to talk about Vancouver Island, the beautiful parts about it, why people choose to spend their money traveling here and spending their vacation dollars here today. And today's guest is an absolute expert when it comes to being an ambassador of Vancouver Island. We have Leif Bogweld with us here. He's the owner operator. I believe actually travel curator might be part of his business title. I can't remember. He'll tell us in a second. I originally met Leif about 8 years ago when he was an accountant. Leif was born and raised in Vancouver Island. He was an accountant for MMP when I met him. He actually worked as an accountant, a CPA, for 11 years. And then he decided, I don't know, maybe he was sick of numbers. Maybe he was sick of me always being late doing my taxes, one or the other. I'm sure he'll let us know. But either way, about a few years ago, he founded a brand new company called Vancouver Island Expeditions, where he does tours up and down the island. He's got a couple great tour buses. He's got some great staff, and they really showcase all of the special parts about this island. So with all that being said, please join me in welcoming Mr. Leif Bogweld. Leif, how are you, buddy?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, so excited. When you reached out, I don't know, about a month ago to say, hey, I want to be on your show, I couldn't quite get the angle. I was like, what are we going to talk about? And then I realized, you know, as realtors on the island, a lot of what we do is showcase that we are ambassadors. You know, we are community builders here, and we're always starving for content creation ideas for our social media. So I'm hoping you can give us some hot tips on, you know, the best places on the island, and maybe some realtors can race out there and do some videos for their social media.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's funny because we're sort of in the same industry and basically showcasing Vancouver Island. One thing that made me realize that was that once I started seeing on Instagram and Facebook so many realtors following my business page, sort of like, yeah, we're doing the same thing, or we'd be sharing each other's posts and that sort of stuff. So it's very similar.
So did you just shamelessly plug your business page on Facebook? We're not even like 30 seconds into this interview. Like,
it'll get more shameless, don't worry.
No, that's awesome. So as I was saying in the introduction, I originally met you through the Young Professionals in Nanaimo. You were an accountant at that time at MMP. You'd been in that industry for 11 years, and then you decided to take what must have seemed like to many of your colleagues like the biggest left turn you possibly could and get into the tourism industry. Tell us a little bit about what drew you into it.
Yeah, well, I never got into accounting because I loved accounting. It was more of I enjoyed business, found accounting easy, knew it was a good background for whatever I was going to do down the road. And after 11 years, it was sort of time to sort of reevaluate things and sort of see what I wanted to do. So at that point, I wasn't necessarily as happy with being an accountant as, and I was starting to lose a little focus, and I didn't want to end up sort of ruining my name and sort of staying in it too long. So I knew it was time to switch once the passion was no longer there. So I started looking for types of businesses I wanted to potentially start or maybe buy. And sort of kept coming back to tourism. Like, I love showing people around. I love food. I love wine. I love hiking. I was never in the tourism industry before, but I was definitely a huge consumer of tourism previously. So it just sort of seemed like a good fit, and I saw opportunity here on Vancouver Island. No one was necessarily doing what I thought should be done on Vancouver Island, and I thought there was a good opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if it's my Wi-Fi there that's losing you. Can you hear me right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, and as you're saying, like you've had a lot of experience traveling. Like, just give us the Leif Bogwald highlight reel. Like, what countries have you traveled to in the time that you've been traveling?
Well, I've been to like more than 25 countries.
Wow.
Some of the highlights would be like Iceland or Croatia, Norway, Belize. I'm planning a trip right now to Vienna and Bulgaria.
Wow.
And Nepal.
That's awesome. So you've had a lot of experience. I'm sure you've been on tours in one of those 25 countries, and you looked at the Vancouver Island market and just didn't really see that tourism market being serviced that way.
Yeah, actually, I didn't like tours because I always thought of tours as being like 50 people being herded around like cattle. And to me, that's not a good experience. And for me, I don't believe that's a great experience here on Vancouver Island as well. I did go on a tour when I was in Belize. It was like a small kayaking tour where we got to have local people tell stories and talk about the culture, eat local food, do some kayaking, do some caving, check out Mayan ruins and cultural type stuff. And I thought at that point, like, it'd be kind of cool. Other than obviously they're warmer and more tropical down there. Like,
oh man, I must be having a bad Wi-Fi connection. Can you hear me? Don't worry, we can edit all this stuff out in post. So just keep talking. All I'm hearing is gargly underwater sounds. Are you on a tour right now? It sounds like you might actually be kayaking. Is there anybody there? Okay. Have we lost our guest? Okay, well, this is my very first time doing on-air crisis management. So thank you for all of our viewers for hanging with us. I'm going to give Leif a call. There are no secrets on the Vancouver Island Real Estate Show. Sometimes things don't go according to plan and you got to roll with it. Hey, you're frozen in time on the internet. Can you actually see me right now? Like talking or hearing or hear anything I'm saying? No, it's totally frozen. What does it look like on your end? Yeah, try logging back in. I'm still live on my side here, so people are watching us have this conversation. Oh yeah, I've lost you.
There we go.
On that side. Are you there? Oh, okay. We are so not editing this out. All right. Are you there?
I'm there.
We did it. Fantastic. Air high five. Okay, so I lost you right around like you went to this trip in Vienna and you had a lot of great experiences, kayaking, all that stuff. So I want to ask you about the tourism industry on Vancouver Island, because from a brokerage perspective, you know, we see a tremendous amount of license plates that don't necessarily say British Columbia on them. We see, you know, rental cars from various, you know, budget, national, all that in our parking lot all the time. I hear anecdotally from my clients about, or by realtors in our office, clients they're serving from all over the world. I imagine a lot of those people, before they make the decision to buy here, actually show up here to spend a weekend or a couple weeks. Give us the sort of state of the union as far as the Vancouver Island tourism industry goes from your perspective.
Yeah, well, like you said, like, it's pretty rare that people just point to a spot on a map and say, I'm going to move there. Usually they'll have been there at some point. For Vancouver Island, like, I see that all the time. And you actually see a lot of the time people, particularly from the prairies, will move out here. And then the following summer, they'll have a bunch of friends from the prairies move out, or will come visit them. And the next thing you know, they're moving out, and then it keeps on going on and on and on. So overall, the industry on Vancouver Island is either first or second largest in pretty much every community up and down the island. It's over $2 billion a year direct, but that doesn't even include all the more indirect stuff. So stuff like gas stations, convenience stores, grocery stores, all that sort of stuff that people do when they visit here. Because not everyone even stays in hotels or even Airbnbs nowadays. A lot of people will come to the island because they're visiting friends. So there's a huge portion. There's some studies that have been done. They're a little dated now. They're probably about 5 years old now. But like, for instance, Nanaimo, the same amount of people stay in with friends and family than as they do in hotels, percentage wise. So it's one of those things where, it's a very big industry, and always growing. It's over 60,000 people employed directly in tourism and off indirect businesses as well.
That's incredible. And so, when you think about that, you're talking about $2 billion. I remember seeing a report that had a much higher number, but you were talking, there's directly, but as you were saying, before we went live, there's all the other things. It's like, you know, people who go in and get gas, who buy groceries, and just the ripple effect of people coming and spending their time here is amazing.
Yeah. The other ripple effect is, that people often overlook is without tourism, a lot of the infrastructure and amenities that we have, we wouldn't actually have without tourism. So if you look somewhere like Parksville and Qualicum area, they have amazing beaches, beautiful parks, all that sort of stuff, but they only have, the number of people that actually live in Qualicum and Parksville are not even close to as much as would normally be in a place that has the amenities that they have.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense economically to have that few people living there to have the infrastructure.
Yeah. They have to come from somewhere, and people don't want to be paying ridiculously high taxes to fund these things.
So now,
help with that funding.
So from a realtor's perspective, I've definitely met a lot of people over the years who've moved directly from Alberta to BC. That seems to be the main draw. We also tend to get a lot of Vancouver, Lower Mainland, Metro, Vancouver people getting, either cashing out or getting priced out of those markets. Just curious, with the tours that you do and the clients that you serve, where are most of those clients coming from? What the state, from Canada, from other parts of the world?
It's sort of a wide mix. Like, it's definitely a bunch of Europeans. So Germans, Dutch, UK, Australia. Those are sort of the main areas. And then US, of course. I lost people from the US, especially with the dollar the way it is now. It's sort of like a little 20, 25% off vacation for them to come up here. So a lot of them are coming up here for that as well. It's also seen as a nice safe place for people to travel as well. So a lot of them will come up here or from other countries.
And they obviously haven't seen you drive your tour bus before.
Yeah. And then, as you said, like the prairies, so Alberta, Saskatchewan, a lot of people from Saskatchewan come out here and move out here as well. You can usually see them a lot more than you can the Albertans, because they don't be quiet about the Rough Riders.
Yeah, that's a true thing. It's a true thing. So a lot of people from other parts of the country, some people from the States taking advantage of, as you say, we're on sale from their perspective, and then a lot of those European travelers. So now you've had your business since 2014. But talking with networking with your other colleagues who have been in the industry for a long time, is it fair to say that our island has been discovered from a tourism standpoint, or have we just been continuing a pretty basic trend line upward?
It's definitely increased quite a bit over the last 3-4 years, especially. With that said, people already knew about Victoria, people knew about Tofino, but now there's more people that are looking, rather than bucket list type places to go. So like, people would come to Victoria for Butchart Gardens, because you have to go to Butchart Gardens when you come to Canada and the West Coast, or you have to go to Tofino. We're getting a sort of more of an onslaught now of people that are what are dubbed as authentic experiencers or cultural explorers. So people that want to actually live like a local, or they want to go to the farmers markets. They want to eat local. They want to go hiking in the parks that we have. They want to check out the water, boating, and all that sort of stuff. So it's the people that actually, they're not looking to do a bucket list check off. It's more of they want to experience the local culture.
That's fascinating. So they're not just going to, you know, surf in Tofino or smell the roses at Bouchard Gardens. They actually want to feel like what it to live like on Vancouver Island.
Yeah, absolutely.
That has to be somewhat of a sort of a checkbox on the process of moving here, like them getting to see what it's actually like, you know, shop at the local stores and all of that. You know, if they ever want a really immersive experience, if they want to host open houses for me or show some properties or something, we can certainly put them to work. Yeah. Well, so it's a great segue to what I wanted to ask you next, talking about the experiences that your clientele are looking for. Because, you know, what I've appreciated about your business is you are trying to do things a little bit differently. You do take people to Tofino, you do take people to Bouchard Gardens, but you also do a number of other things. What are some of your most popular experiences that your tourists are looking for?
Sort of everything we do is lumped into sort of two main categories. So food, wine, beer, spirits, cider, all that sort of local farm to table type stuff. And then the other side is sort of hiking, nature, wildlife. So definitely people love couch and wine tours. People are discovering it, that BC has good wine outside of Okanagan. We're winning awards, such as Enrico Winery won the Lieutenant Governor's Award a couple of years ago for excellence in wine. First time it was ever won by a winery outside of Okanagan. Unsworth Winery in Cowichan as well has really stepped up their game, and they're becoming more and more known in Vancouver as well. So it's kind of cool to see the evolution of the local wine. And of course, food, beer, craft beer is huge. Those tours are becoming more and more popular with the way that there's craft breweries opening pretty much every couple of days in BC. So there's at least 4 or 5 that I know of that are in process on Vancouver Island that are opening in the next year, including places like Euclulet's getting one, potentially more in Comox Valley and all that sort of stuff too. So yeah, and then for the wildlife, people of course love Tofino, but people also really love Horn Lake Caves is sort of a cool attraction that's they've done a really nice job of creating a experience that's for sort of everyone there. So even people that are in their 60s, you don't have to be in necessarily great shape. A lot of people can go on their basic cave tour, and people are really enjoying that because it's a pretty cool experience. They protect all the calcite and the stalagmites and all that sort of stuff really well. And then, of course, Cathedral Grove, Little Qualcomm Falls, those sort of places are major spots that people like to go to check out forest and wildlife and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, that's sounds like a lot of really cool ideas and places to check out. Now, you talked about how you've seen over the last 4 years the tourism industry continue to grow. You've talked a little bit about how there's a bit of a shift from the bucket list stuff to some more lifestyle experiences. Yep. Where do you see tourism going from here? What trends are going to be coming up?
Yes, definitely going to continue. It'll definitely alter a little bit, especially in places like, say, Tofino and the west coast of the island, because there's just not enough room for more people, to be honest, to come during the peak months. So Tofino, there's still lots of room in the shoulder and off season, but when it comes down to like July, August is very, very busy. And most places over there, yeah, it's a minimum 3-night stay. If you can even find anything, you usually have to book 3-4 months in advance at least, or else it's going to be slim pickings for July and August dates. So I definitely see a bit of a more move from there. I see a move away from the people that have been to Victoria. Like a lot of people have been to Victoria, and Victoria is great. It's a beautiful, walkable city, all sorts of things to do, whale watching and all that. But once you've been to Victoria a few times and been to Butcher Gardens a couple times, like you can't, it doesn't change much from year to year. It's an old city. And that's why people like to go there. But if you've been there a bunch of times, it's not as much new experiences. So I think people are looking to go outside of those two main areas and do a bit more exploration. I know that for like Victoria Clipper Vacations, they're looking to expand a bit more on their product offerings because people have been from Seattle to Victoria a bunch of times, and now they're like, well, let's find other things to do. So interesting to sort of see as that evolves.
Yeah, and you were mentioning to me, you're actually coming down to Victoria today, because tomorrow you're doing a tour from Victoria up to, was it Port Hardy?
Yep, Port Hardy, yep. So wow. Down to the top.
Wow, that's amazing. And how many stops, like, is it a one-day trip, or you do it over a couple days?
I have a tour that I do in partnership with another tour company. It's sort of a, since it's a private tour and it's a small group, we can sort of, I have certain things planned or things that I tend to do, but based on what people like or don't like, I can alter the tour and customize it for them. So if they're really big into wine, we can stop at a couple of wineries. If they're big into wildlife, we'll go to, or to nature, we'll go to Cathedral Grove. Mm. We'll probably stop by Telegraph Cove on the way up. And we'll sort of play it by ear. So I'll obviously stop at a nice restaurant on the way for some seafood or some farm table type of lunch. And we'll just sort of play by ear.
And then just make sure you stop or you drive slowly by all of the Remax for sale signs, right? That's
exactly.
So you have a couple tour buses, right? Yes. Like Sprinter vans. How many people do they fit roughly?
I have two vans. I have a Sprinter that's 11 passengers plus driver. And then I have a Metris, which is 7 plus driver. I have access to other vehicles. So whether it's a 14 passenger or 20 passenger, I just finished a tour last week where we used coach buses to take people down to Victoria. So there's a group of 250.
Wow.
We sort of do tours from everywhere from 2 people up to 250 or more.
Okay. So you're coming across a lot of different people who aren't from here. 10 people at a time, up to 250 people. When you have visitors here, particularly when it's their first time, what are they saying about their experience on the island?
Well, a lot of the stuff that people take for granted. So stuff like traffic is non-existent here. Maybe not quite as much in coming in and out of Victoria. they definitely comment a bit on the traffic there, but outside there's not a lot. All throughout the year, like even in the middle of winter, they're like, oh, it's so green here. We sort of take for granted how nice green and lush it is year round versus other places. Like it's during winter, it's not as green as it is during the spring and fall necessarily. But compared to the rest of the country or even the rest of the continent, it's pretty lush. Mm. So we take the stuff for granted. The size of the trees we have here, people take that for granted. So, a lot of the trees that you see just in people's yards or just driving around neighborhoods are like massive to a lot of people, especially height wise. And people just really notice those sort of things. They also compliment on how clean it is. There's not a lot of garbage around. We sort of appear to care about the environment and that sort of stuff. So those are sort of some of the things I sort of see from people.
Yeah, it is one of those things we take for granted, isn't it? When I'm out conferencing, typically with real estate events and whatnot, when people find out you're from Vancouver Island, they go, "Oh, it's so beautiful there." And it's like, I don't disagree; it is beautiful. But it's always neat and a good reminder when you see how much of an effect it has on them when they talk about the time they went to the island back in the day, whatever. Now, obviously, my show here is designed to help Vancouver Island realtors. There's approximately 2,600 of them from one end to the other. And so we do a lot of talking about business development, marketing ideas, changes in our industry. So knowing all of that, that's who we're speaking to today. I'm curious, where do you see a real estate opportunity? So someone who's a realtor who wants to start either networking or just getting their message in front of all these people that are coming and visiting the islands. Like, what do you see as potential opportunities for realtors?
I think there's a good opportunity. And it's funny because I'm actually on the Tourism Vancouver Island board. And we talked about how, like, that we do to help the local tourism operators or accommodators. We don't really do a good job of trying to find sponsorship that's outside of the traditional sponsorship. So like, for instance, Tourism Vancouver Island could be doing sort of professional development events for a bunch of the smaller tour operators. It'd be cool to have like realtors sponsor those sort of events. And then you're going to get in front of those people that are talking to guests, also conferences. Target market.
I'm losing you again, Leif.
For instance, if it's full of people from the prairies, like if there's a, I don't know, farm connection or whatever, or conference on the island, things are. Okay, I can see you now.
You can see me now? Aren't you lucky? Well, that I got about half of what you talked about as far as opportunities. So just to recap, what I heard was you talked about the tourism organizations like Tourism, is it Vancouver Island?
Yeah.
Or yeah, there's opportunities for realtors to sponsor events, some marketing opportunities. I think as you were cutting in and out, I think you said something about you wanting for me to wrap your van with my face. Is that? And my name and logo?
I probably wouldn't like that part, no.
Is that what you said? I thought I – was that the sorry, maybe that was the internet cutting in and out. I could have swore that's what you said. And what about from a collaboration standpoint? Like, do you see opportunities for realtors to work with, you know, service providers like yourself? Like, how could that work?
Well, definitely. Like, I've had some particularly commercial realtors that have use my services when they had a bunch of potential investors in town. They used me to sort of show them around, do a bit of a tour to specific properties that they wanted to look at, but also show them around and show them what we have to offer. That's sort of a great way. To get back to sort of the sponsorship of events, like tourism events and that sort of thing. Sponsorship to me, like, is definitely more than money. Like, it's definitely, if you can partner with them meaningfully rather than just throw money, that tends to work a lot better in those sort of cases.
What does it mean by to partner more meaningfully?
Cutting out again?
No, I'm here. Can you hear me? Leif? Bueller? Nothing?
Are you still there?
I'm still here. Can you hear me? Hello. My apologies for the thousands of people watching. Leif, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Well, we're going to take a comment. Carol Power says, Braden, yeah, can you hear me? Do you see this? Leif, are you there? Carol Power says, Braden in competition with the Kardashians. That is so far from the truth, it's not even funny, but thank you, Carol. Can you hear me, Leif? Hello? This is our most technically challenged interview we've had. We're doing this again, live on Facebook.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
What you doing?
Just trying to do a bit of a video.
So I can hear you through my headphone just fine.
Okay.
Can you hear me at all?
I can hear you on the phone. That's it.
Yeah. What about this right here? Nothing? Nothing through your computer? Anything through your computer?
Nope.
No, you can't hear me. Well, do you want to try logging out one more time and log back in?
Okay, I'll do that again.
Awesome. I'll be right here with you the whole way. I'll walk you through this.
All right.
The good news is we're starting to pick up viewers. I think people are really enjoying watching us fail miserably in a public domain.
Yeah, I saw Kelsey Wolf is out there, and she's rousing me at least.
So yeah.
At least we have that going for us.
Oh, boy.
Let's see.
Okay, I've lost you online, and I can see you now. Can you hear me through your computer?
Yes, again.
Oh my goodness, this is amazing. Here we are. So, where were we, Leif?
talking about?
Oh yeah, meaningful sponsorship. Because when I hear sponsorship, I just hear give me money, write me a check. What does meaningful sponsorship mean?
Truly partner with tourism to sort of. I can't think of anything offhand necessarily, but come up with creative ways to be involved in the conference without necessarily just doing a hard sell, because that won't go over well at all. But you also want to make sure that it's worth it for the realtor. So throwing money is not going to really be that useful, but throwing money plus partnering in a meaningful way, I'm more than willing to help people, consult people.
So for example, if a real estate agent had a Facebook live show, they could bring a tourism person on and interview them and ask them questions. Exactly. And then that tourism operator might share that video down the line and, might create exposure for the realtor.
Yeah, I can share the video. I'll tell people how great of a realtor this Braden guy was.
They should talk to him past tense
in the industry.
Okay,
if they're willing to looking for a house.
Totally. Okay, I get it. So maybe some collaborations or some marketing ideas there. And you're right. You know, one of the things you said earlier in the interview is that you noticed that a lot of real estate agents were following your social and they're posting a lot of similar things. There's probably few other industries that are just as passionate about pride of place. For realtors than there are for tourism people. Like it's a perfect match. Okay, let's move this forward then. So I'm just curious, you've already mentioned a number of different places, but if you were to put it in a list for us, what are some of the most well-known tourism destinations? And then I want to hear also a second list of what are some of the places that are not well-known, or maybe off the beaten path or just not popular yet, but that you think are absolute gems?
So the obvious ones are Butchart Gardens, Craig Derrick Castle, whale watching, whether it's in Victoria or Tofino or Telegraph Cove. Nanaimo own a house at whale watching as well. Vancouver Island Whale Watch just opened up this year, so that's kind of cool. So that's definitely one of the things that people want to come here for is whale watching. Tofino, so the beaches of Tofino, that's another sort of must-see. Cathedral Grove. And those are sort of the main... the main targets that a lot of people are trying to check off their bucket list.
For sure. So those are the ones when people Google, Vancouver Island, or they go on to Expedia or TripAdvisor. That's the stuff that's coming on the list. What about the not trending places that you think that you absolutely have to check out if you haven't?
Well, people have to go on my tours to find those ones out.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Just kidding.
Why does your Wi-Fi have to be working when you say that? Why couldn't the shameless plug also be garbled?
So some of the places, especially the North Island. So it's funny when you start talking to people about North Island, they're like, oh, you mean Courtney? You're like, no. Oh, Campbell River. No. Further north than that. So, and once you listen to people and how many people have actually been north of, like I'd say maybe 25-30% of people that live on Vancouver Island have been north of Courtney. And I'd say 5-10% max have been north of Campbell River. It's just way more unspoiled up there. If you're going to see wildlife, it's likely going to be up there versus anywhere else. It's less populated. Some of the places up there that are sort of places that people can Google to check out some of the images and they'll be blown away. It'll be like San Joseph Bay. It's like your own personal Tofino. You drive along Longy Road to get there, 45-minute walk along a boardwalk, and then you're at this little oasis along the west coast, beautiful sand beaches, same sort of water as Tofino, but literally there'll be on the busiest day maybe 10 other people there. So that's sort of a great spot. Little Houston Caves. That's a beautiful spot that most people have never heard of. I've been seeing the praise of that one for a while. There's caves, but the best part for most people that you don't need to go into the cave for is it's sort of like a swimming hole slash open, like bright cave. So it's not a cave because it's not dark, but it's rock formations, and it's just a beautiful spot. So people can check that out. It's only 15 minutes off the main highway and on your way north, and it's just on your way up to Zabalos area. Those are great spots. And then some of the other places that I've found are sort of places to eat or drink, or like there's really cool ice cream places. Everyone likes ice cream. That's one thing I've found about my tours is no matter where you're from, no matter what age you are, everyone likes ice cream.
Yeah, it's universal.
There's a place in Cowichan Bay.
That place.
From scratch.
Yes.
And just
what is it called again?
It's called I'm blanking on it.
It's okay. It's you Google it, Cowichan Bay ice cream place. It is remarkable for sure.
Absolutely. The owner is such a nice guy. He's been doing it for over 25 years. There's also a place in Nanaimo that just started up. And once again, both of those places do them from scratch. So milk, eggs, and sugar. It's like a 3-day process, all natural ingredients. So if it's mint, they actually put mint in there, so it tastes like mint. Licorice, they use licorice. So it's all natural flavors. So it's just amazing thing. So
what's old is new again.
Ladysmith has the best cinnamon buns. I know a lot of locals know about that, but it's definitely I must stop for people that like bakeries.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I want to ask you one more business development piece, because obviously today my motivation for bringing you on was to have a little bit of fun, lighten up our conversations with a lot of the changes we've had recently, but hopefully give the agents watching this some new ideas for some of their marketing. So if people wanted to run a Pride of Place campaign on their digital marketing, if they wanted to find more information about tourism or about other than your website, where are some great spots for them to look just to be able to get that type of information that they can share with their followers?
I would check out, so Hello BC has a lot of, Destination BC, which is the overall tourism organization for BC, a few years back, they came up with a marketing campaign called The Wild Within. If you ever want to be just blown away by beautiful videography and just wonderful words, check out that campaign. They've developed a whole branding around that, that sort of wild within, sort of the ruggedness of BC and the nature. And they don't try to sell us as like a super sun vacation where you lay on the beach and all that sort of stuff. It's more of an active sort of place and an active lifestyle. There's a lot of stuff on that website that you can definitely glean off of. And then you'll see a lot of that same branding throughout all the tourism organizations as it's sort of flown down. So like Tourism Vancouver Island uses a lot of the same stuff, Tourism Nanaimo, Victoria, all that sort of stuff. So
awesome.
What they try to do with all their imagery and all that is instead of a beautiful landscape, they'll have a beautiful landscape with someone in it doing something.
Yeah.
So you can sort of picture yourself in that landscape or picture yourself in that spot.
Lifestyle marketing by the sounds of it.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So if there's no people in the pictures, it's harder for people to picture themselves in there. So that's sort of the biggest thing that I've learned with regards to marketing the people that want to come here.
Yeah. That's fantastic. And one of the other pieces, of course, I remember my mentor, Charlie, said this to me early on in my real estate career, is you only get so many summers in your lifetime. So, enjoy them as best you can. I'm curious, just as far as packages you have coming up, what are a couple of the packages that you're either most excited about, most looking forward to? If, one of my real estate colleagues wanted to, take an afternoon off or a day off and enjoy something with their family, what would you recommend?
A couple of the new products that we did this year, Gabriel Island Tour is just being launched. So Gabriel Island is kind of a funky, sort of laid back island. We tried to encompass that sort of the spirit of Gabriola in our tours. So we see a local artisan, jewelry maker, someone that does sort of local teas and foraging and herbs. They have nice local food, beautiful Malaspina galleries, which is sort of a nice local park there. And sort of encompass like what people would actually do if they lived on Vancouver or on Gabriel Island. The main thing that we've done this year is we've started up a dinner series called Off the Eaten Path. So with that, we had our first meal last Thursday. So it was a high-end seafood dinner at a local winery. Our next one is likely going to be a more of a brewmaster's dinner, partnering with Longwood Brewery and doing it on a hop farm. Hop farms are pretty dramatic because the vines, they trellis up about 20 feet in the air. Wow. We're going to do a very farm-focused harvest sort of dinner, encompass sort of the beer aspect of things. We're going to do like a bit of a salmon dinner in the fall as well during the salmon spawning season, do a bit of a snorkeling with the salmon, as well as paddling, so paddleboarding, kayaking, and snorkeling with the salmon. So those are
Did you say snorkeling with the salmon?
Yeah, so during salmon spawning season, so you'd be swimming.
Oh, that would be terrifying.
It's pretty cool too, because it's when people want to see real wildlife, when you're in the middle of summer, there's not that as much wildlife as like during the shoulder season. So that time of year, we're going to, by Living Forest Campground, you'll see like tons of seals, sea lions. You'll see a dozen bald eagles at any time, thousands, if not tens of thousands of salmon. It's just a very busy time of year, and it's a pretty cool experience.
So is it like the seafood restaurant where you walk in, you see the lobster in the front glass, and said you're like, I want that salmon?
Yeah, you can actually just grab the salmon out of the river and we'll cook it for you.
Perfect. Okay, great. Well, Leif, we're gonna wrap up with that, and I will say Fred Carver, one of our viewers, saved us. It's Original Utter Guys, apparently is the name of the place in Cowichan Bay. So there we go. Good. Fred Carver for the win. Now, Leif, if people wanted to connect with you, pick your brain either about meaningful sponsorship opportunities in tourism, or they just wanted to book you for a tour, how's the best way that they do that?
Through my website. You can email me. So hello.
What's the website? I'm going to put it on the screen.
VancouverIslandExpeditions.com. My email address is hello@VancouverIslandExpeditions.com.
Cool.
Or they can give me a shout by phone, 250-739-9659.
Fantastic. Well, Leif, thank you so much for being a guest today. I really appreciate you sharing your unique perspective. I am definitely one of those 30% of people who, or I guess it would be 70% of people who've never been north of Campbell River or whatever your stat was. I've never been up there, but I've been to Campbell River with you one time. Yeah, exactly. And then I've never gone any further. And I've seen your photos. I've heard your stories. It's definitely something I want to check out. So thank you very much for being a guest on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Bye, man.
See you later.
All right, there you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Leif Bogwald from Vancouver Island Expeditions. He's a fantastic guy. He's got a lot of experience in the tourism sector. He's been traveling the world. He knows what a special place we live in, and he's not afraid to share that with all of his guests. I hope this has brought you value today, whether it's some ideas for your own marketing, whether you're looking to do a Pride of Place campaign, showcase all the cool spots of the island to attract people here, or frankly, just to take advantage of some of these great opportunities. You know, we work really, really hard doing what we do. And as my mentor said, you only have so many summers in your life. So, enjoy them, make them count. And I definitely am going to be checking out some of these tours this summer. So who knows? Maybe I'll see you on one of them. All right, guys. Next week, I'm very excited. We've got a realtor friend of mine, Tom Story. He's a realtor with Royal LePage in Toronto. I know Tom through the Richard Robbins organization. He's one of the coaching members there. He's spoken at a few of the events. And we're going to be talking about how he, in a really short amount of time, like only 3 or 4 years, has created an identity for himself where he is one of the go-to thought leaders in his market for earned media. And what I mean by that is Tom Story gets interviewed by a ton of outlets, whether it's CTV or Global or various newspapers. I mean, this guy has received so much media attention around his commentary on the market. I want to pick his brain and find out exactly how has he managed to position himself like that, and you know, what have been some of the great things about it and maybe some of the drawbacks as well. So make sure you check that out. Tom's story is going to be on the Vancouver Island Real Estate Show next Tuesday. We'll be going live at 11:15 a.m. and I hope to see you there. All right. Have a great week. Bye for now.